Imagine that you have an autoimmune disease that sucks the energy right out of you. They've done tests, you've gone through a number of doctors in different places to try to figure out what it is and how to help. Randomly, it flares up. You're not really sure what to do, but you do know that you can't let it beat you. You're not going to lay around all day. You're not going to let it control your life. And that's exactly what Jasmine decided to do. She deals with an autoimmune disease every single day of her life, which she's going to talk about here on the show. She's also going to be talking about what it's like to be a 26-year-old triathlete. And she does very well, as she's going to explain. What's astounding, or extraordinary, if you will, is how she deals with her autoimmune disease on a regular basis and all the other things that she's doing or that she's able to do as a triathlete, along with the grueling hours of competition and training and everything that goes along with it. This is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. All right, couldn't be more excited to jump into this show. Before we do, just a quick word from Complete Truth Protein. This is a plant-based protein supplement we designed ourselves at True Form. I thought this product goes right along with the show because Jasmine is going to talk about how she's a plant-based athlete and how since she's changed to plant-based, she's found much more energy, better recovery, and better times through her competition. Our protein supplement can be used in smoothies, in shakes, even in baking, if you can imagine. So this is something that'll give you a natural boost of energy. It helps with digestion, and it also helps with recovery, replacing all the nutrients lost through your training. If you'd like a sample, shoot us a message. We can set you up. We also have 1 and 2 pound bags that you can purchase at trueformlife.com/complete truth protein, or shoot us a message and we can definitely set you up in the right direction. All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. We have another amazing guest coming at you. Welcome to the show, Jasmine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Super excited to get into this interview. I know you have a lot of things going on. Why don't you start with talking to our audience a bit? Let them know who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into some more details about the show.
Yeah, so my name's Jasmine Moezi. I'm a 26-year-old triathlete and a chronic illness warrior and advocate. And I have been doing triathlon for about 5 years now to help me cope with my illness. And I was born and raised in Los Angeles and graduated from USC, and I studied applied math. And I currently work at Equinox in Culver City, and I am also a triathlon coach, and I even coach Tuesday night track practices for South Bay Running Club and Wednesday night track practices for LA Running Club. So lots of fun, active stuff.
You got lots going on, it sounds like.
Yeah, always. Never bored.
What, do you want to talk about your illness or share with us what that is?
Yeah, so I lived in Asia 5 years ago before my senior year at USC. It was an internship program, and I just got extremely sick when I got there. I had like a high fever and fatigue and all these severe stomach issues, and I kept going to their ER. They didn't know what was going on, and then I just basically stayed sick, and I came back home, started seeing just hundreds of doctors, getting all these tests, and then it ended up being like a viral issue, and it's just been a crazy journey trying to figure out exactly what's wrong and what I need to do to get better. So I've definitely learned a lot from it, and it's changed the path of my life big time in a positive way. So I definitely can't say that it was a bad thing. I mean, I wouldn't want this to happen to anyone, but I made the best out of it.
So do they know what it is?
They call it chronic recurring Epstein-Barr virus and just like a bunch of other viral issues. So they just kind of like reactivates when it shouldn't, and it causes all these problems. So a lot of people that have all these like chronic or mystery illness issues most likely have one of these viruses that are just turning back on when they shouldn't, basically, because they're, once you get a virus, it should go dormant and stay that way. But depending on whatever toxins your body's harboring or environmental changes, stress, anything like that, it can turn back on these viruses, and it could just really turn someone's life upside down. But it's just tricky to figure out for like a lot of doctors. Like, you have to go to really the right one that knows about this stuff and can help you with it. So
what are the side effects, or what's limiting in your life?
It caused like really intense stomach problems, like just everything, every kind of bad stomach issue you could think of, I basically have. And then the fatigue factor was hard, like, even though it doesn't make sense because I'm a triathlete, people are like, you can't be tired, but I'm like, I am. I basically just go work out and then I sleep, or I just can't really do much the rest of the day. But at least when I get out and work out, it keeps my body moving and my mind strong through all of this and positive. So yeah, fatigue is a big one. I just get recurring infections all the time because my immune system is so weak, and like muscle weakness, joint pain, all these lovely myriad of problems, but you know, gotta push through it and make it work with you. You can't just like sleep and stay in bed, which a lot of people do. And it's fine once in a while, but have to keep pushing that body and, you know, reminding yourself that you're a lot stronger than you think. So
yeah, that's a great message. Maybe we'll come back to that throughout the interview. I just want to mention, where in LA were you born?
Palos Verdes Estates.
Okay.
So like South Bay, basically.
Yeah, it's interesting because being newer to the area, it seems like no one, this always cracks me up, it seems like no one is from here. Everyone moves here.
I know. I'm one of the rare LA breeds. So
do you know many people? Maybe you do because you're actually from here, but do you know many people that are from here? Because I don't.
I know a lot of people from South Bay, but not really from like actual LA. Like, not, it's not too much. It's either from like South Bay or the Valley or OC. Like, it's kind of more like the outskirts of LA, but I've never actually met someone that's like, I'm from downtown or like Beverly Hills. Like, that's a little more rare, but I guess like the suburby areas, it's a little more common. But still, like, when I travel, when I meet someone from LA, I'm like, whoa, that's cool.
Okay, so, and then you graduated from USC. What did you take at school?
I studied applied math, so my nerd days.
What's the difference between math? Or like, what is applied math? What does that mean?
At USC, there's really no difference. I thought there would be. I thought it'd be a little more like applied practical math that you would use in like real life, like day-to-day life. But it was basically the same thing as pure math, except pure math, I think, required like a physics or other science class, and mine required computer classes since I did applied and computational math. So, but it was basically the same thing. So I'm just a mathematician.
Man, I wish I had like a little bit of math in me. I'm not a math person.
That was like the only thing that made sense to me. Everything else, like if you had to have me like read and memorize something or just read, I'd be like, no, I want numbers.
So I feel like I was like kind of like that in school, but nothing made sense. Didn't even have math.
Yeah, that also was basically me. I don't know, I barely got through with math, but made it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I struggled throughout elementary, throughout junior high school, then I got to university. I don't know, like, honestly, I say this jokingly, but honestly, I feel like I have a bit of a learning disability, because throughout my schooling, when they told me this is how you have to do something, I couldn't do it. I just struggled to barely pass. And then when I got to university, and they didn't care how you did it or what process you took. In many classes, I was at the top of my class because they're like, oh, just go and do it. And as an entrepreneur, I can learn a whole lot of things in a short amount of time my own way. But when I was younger, they're like, you have to do it this way. I would fail. I'd be horrible at it.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to let you just be free and figure things out your own way than to be told how to.
Yeah, for sure.
I've learned, that's why I love math so much. There's so many different ways to get to the right answer. So it's kind of makes it kind of exciting. And when you get it right, like a problem right that you've been working on for like a millennium, you feel like you could take over the world. So it's a pretty good feeling.
Oh my gosh. I remember taking some of those classes where there was like three chalkboards full of equations for one answer.
Yep.
I wake up in a cold sweat, like nightmares remembering those classes.
Yeah, you know when problems are getting harder when you're getting less of them.
Right. So,
and then those, like, just one problem would take me like front and back like two or three pages to solve, and I was like, oh, this is a jolly good time, but
so then
it was worth it.
And then, so you work at the Equinox as well? What do you do there?
Yeah, I work at the kids club because I love kids. I've been volunteering with kids for over 3 years at this organization called Keen Los Angeles. Kids enjoy exercise now. We play sports with kids who have disabilities, and I'm part of their coaches committee, and I also teach Zumba for the kids because I used to be a Zumba instructor at USC too. And then, yeah, at Equinox, I also work with the kids, which is super great because they just are so happy and energetic all the time, and I need some of that, so it's good.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a kid myself anyway. So,
I feel the same way.
Just forever 12.
Right. So how did you get into running? So maybe let's take a step back. Did you start running first? How did you get into triathlons, I suppose, is what I want to get to here.
I actually did not do any of the three growing up. I was a figure skater growing up, and then a tennis player, like varsity tennis player in high school, and then just kind of dabbled with different things in college, anything you could really think of. And then I started getting into running my junior year at USC. I like joined the running club team, and because I always liked running, I just never knew how to properly run and pace myself and stuff like that. So joining the team really helped, and I got pretty good pretty fast, and it's like, oh, I actually really love running. This is nice. And then I went to Asia that summer and came back sick, and it was just too hard for me to run every day, like only run. It was just a lot on my body. And I still wanted to work out and do something to distract myself from just like the pain and whatever from my illness. So I had some friends on the tri team, and they were like, you should join. And I was like, I don't know how to swim or bike. So that would be a hard no. And they were like, no, well, like, there's a really good coach. He's great with beginners, and we'll all help you out. And I was like, you guys really don't understand how bad I'm going to be, but it's okay. So I ended up joining, and the very first swim practice, I like couldn't even swim from one end of the pool to the other. And like I could, but I was just dying when I got to the end. And I was like, I don't really understand how people do this for more than one length, like pool length. Biking, I was also horrible. Like I got dropped on my very first ride, and I couldn't even keep up. Like I was, because I was like, oh, I'm a good runner, I'm sure cycling won't be that hard. And I didn't realize like they're two entirely different sports and muscle groups in the legs. So it was definitely a struggle at first, but I actually hate being bad at something, so that made me just want to do it even more and get better. And so I realized how good it was making me feel, both physically and mentally, so I just kept doing it. And then fast forward to now, I'm addicted and I can't stop, and it's really expensive, but it's okay.
Because you love it.
I love it.
Right.
Yes.
And then, okay, So you started out, sorry, tell me, what was the first time, like, what did you first, did you just sign up for a triathlon? Is that how you started, or how did you get into it?
I joined the USC triathlon team, and I signed up for my first race, like, that same semester. I think I started whenever the school year started, like, in September. Wait, when did the school year start? Yeah, I think September, and then my first race was, like, towards the end of the year. And I didn't really care my time. It was just a sprint triathlon, because in collegiate races, all the races are sprint distance, except for regionals and nationals, they're Olympic. So, yeah, I just signed up for my first sprint try later that year. Got a bike and all this stuff, and I just kind of got thrown into it in a good way, and just went for it. And I was really slow, I would say, for like the first year, but then I started improving a lot more my second year, and qualified to go to collegiate nationals with the team my second year, so I was excited.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. So you got a chance to, for the first year, kind of practice and get your feet wet, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
And then the next year you qualified. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was really excited, and I worked super hard, and it helped me, like, just completely have a healthier lifestyle too, in terms of like eating and drinking and things like that. So it was definitely much needed, and I think that was like the best I felt, even with my illness. So it was good.
So how long really ago? How long ago was that? That you started?
About a little over 5 years ago now, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing this. You're doing this on a regular basis, like joining different. I'm not even sure what you call them. Do you call them races or?
Yeah, I've been basically nonstop racing since I joined the team, and we have like really heavy race schedules, like in collegiate races, because there's just, when the season starts, it's just a lot of like back-to-back weekends of races. So I'm kind of just used to always racing. So now I still race a lot, even though a lot of my teammates are like, what are you doing? Like this year, in 5 months, I did 5 half Ironmans, and I did 3 of them in September alone, and 2 of them 6 days apart. And
oh my gosh.
For most people, that would be a little, I don't know, a lot of people told me, like, don't do that. Like, why are you doing that? No. And I was like, I'm fine. Trust me. Like, I have learned to, really tell how my body feels. And if I really thought I couldn't, then I wouldn't. But it's, my body just loves these races and pushing and going through all of this. It's almost like it craves it. So I just satisfy my cravings, and I do a lot of races. So why not?
So are you still racing at the collegiate level, or are you past that?
No, I finished that like 4 years ago, I think, because I had an extra semester after my senior year, so I was able to stay on the team for an extra year. So that's why I did the collegiate stuff for 2 years with them, and then after that I just do all the outside races, whether they're Ironman branded or not. I'll do any of the local ones, or I'll travel for them. Like, I did one in Portugal in September, which was a really cool experience. So, yeah, it just depends.
That's awesome. But what's your favorite thing about competing?
Just how I can really see all my hard work paying off. Like, I train really hard, and I mean, it's not easy for me to get up some days and get out there and train, but I do it anyway, and then I feel so much better, and then come race day I feel so good and strong, and I can actually see myself improving as like each race throughout the season. So it's just really rewarding, and then when I finish I just feel so good and happy, and I'm just like ready for the next one. So it's just like a few hours in the day when I can temporarily forget about any other issues that I have going on and kind of just be in the zone and feel, you know, happy and healthy and in my element. So,
how long does one of these take you to complete?
Depends on the distance, but a half Ironman, my fastest is just under 6 hours, which was my goal for this season, and I was super stoked. At Malibu, I hit 5:57 when I finished, so I was really happy, but I've gone longer too. Like, just depends on how hard the race is. Like, Portugal, I think, was around 6.5 hours because it was a hilly and windy race, and I had to rent a bike, so it wasn't even my own bike that I used, and it was made it a little harder, but I had fun still, and I already hit my goal at Malibu, so I didn't really care about my time as much. But yeah, it's a long, long training day out there.
No kidding, 6 hours. And okay, wow. So what does your training schedule look like throughout the week?
It's kind of whatever my coach gives me. I'm coached by pro triathlete Angela Naith, who is also like battling a chronic illness. So I actually chose her for that reason, and she's helped me loads because she understands like both sides of my world, basically. So she uploads everything on this app called Training Peaks, which basically, like, I just click on it every day and I see what I have to do, and it's all written there. And then I like record everything on my watch, and then it uploads automatically onto there so she could see everything I'm doing. And that way it keeps me in check, and she can make sure I'm doing all the workouts properly, not pushing too hard and all this stuff, because overtraining has definitely been an issue for me. So yeah, she definitely helps me out a lot that way and takes away a lot of stress for me. I just kind of wake up, or she uploads it in advance, and I could kind of see what I need to do for the week. So it's really good.
You have to split up the three sports? There are three activities?
Yeah. She'll usually put two in a day for me, though. Like, whether it's a brick, like a bike run, or if I have to do a swim and then a run later, or sometimes I'll just have one a day, but usually it's two a day. So, and then the weekend, it's the longer stuff. Like, if I have a 3 or 4 hour bike ride into like a 30 minute run, that's usually on Saturday. And then Sunday I'll do a long run, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, just depending on what race I have coming up. And then, yeah, so she does a really great job. And if I'm really not feeling well and I need some time off, she adjusts my schedule accordingly. And she just always really can understand what I'm saying, like when I'm not feeling well, because some other coaches might just think you're being like lazy or making excuses, but she gets that when I'm not feeling well, that means we really have to cut back or take a breather. So it's good.
Okay, so you sometimes, can you give us an idea of what that looks like? Like what your training schedule looks like? Like how long are you running? How long are you biking? Just give us an example of a week, for example.
For example, Mondays, like she would usually have me, because that's like after a big training weekend. So she'd either have me do like a pretty chill swim for, I don't know, 45 minutes or something, or a 30 minute run, like easy run. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays were usually my brick days, like the bike run days. So she'd have me bike for about an hour and a half or so, and then run for 20, 30 minutes. And then Wednesdays, usually I would do track practice in the morning, and then a swim sometime in the afternoon. Fridays, usually an easy swim. And then Saturday is like the long ride day, and then sometimes a little run after that. And then Sunday is a long run, like anywhere from an hour or more. So
sounds like a full-time job.
Yeah, kind of is. When you're training for the longer distance stuff, you need a lot of time. I'm usually up every day at like 4 a.m. to get my training done. I'm a morning person. I can't do evening workouts, like unless I really have no other choice. But I would much rather just get up early, do my workouts, and then, you know, go to work or whatever I have, whatever else I have to do during the day if I have doctors or appointments or something. So, yeah, I guess early bird gets the worm.
That's awesome. I'm a 4 a.m. guy too. 4 a.m.
Yeah.
People think I'm crazy. And then I talked to Zalmi. Do you know Zalmi from the running club?
Yeah.
He's a 4 a.m. awesome. Guy too.
Yeah, I listened to your podcast with him. It was great.
Oh, thanks for listening. I think we should get like a 4 a.m. group together and do something.
Let's do it. Let's go for a run.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot. Like, is a lot of training going on there. How is there time for other stuff? Like, what else are you doing throughout the day that gives you the opportunity to train for so long?
Well, luckily, my work right now is part-time. So that gives me time to train a lot more than most other people. And I'm finishing up my Ironman coaching certification, but I've already started coaching people regardless. And, that's also pretty flexible. Like I have one client I'm teaching how to swim and stuff like that. So I could kind of adjust that to my schedule and stuff like that. So it's makes it pretty convenient for training. But yeah, I eventually do have to get a full-time job. I've been getting a lot of treatments done so I could be a little more stable to work full-time. And then I'm sure once I do, I'll still make it work, but I'm enjoying this time I have now for training because it's pretty nice. Can't complain.
Yeah. It's awesome that you have that opportunity to put so much time into training. Tell me about what nutrition looks like for you. Is that something that you pay attention to on a regular basis? What you're putting in your body to fuel? Or I know some of our...
Yes, nutrition is huge. I am actually plant-based. I just switched a few months ago. And it's made a huge difference both for my health and for my performance. I was able to do those three half Ironmans in 1 month while being plant-based, and I've never recovered so quick before. Like, I literally finished the race and I was like, well, I could race again like next week. Like I felt like I could do a half Ironman every week. Like I feel so good being plant-based, and it's not for everyone. So many debates going on right now, especially with this Game Changers movie, and everyone's like, I want to go plant-based. And then all the paleo and meat eaters are like, no, this is not right. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so tired of the debates. I think everyone just you do you, whatever your body feels best doing. You follow that. Just because I'm plant-based doesn't mean that's going to work for you. So I just think everyone should follow whatever makes them feel good. For me, it happens to be plant-based. And in terms of race nutrition, I'm still trying to nail that down because of my stomach issues. I can't take a lot of stuff that most athletes do. So I actually do most of my races completely depleted. So wow. I can't imagine how much faster I could go once I can actually take things my body needs for these races. So we'll see. But I'm figuring it out slowly but surely. It's just a lot of trial and error. I'm actually talking with a dietitian and going to try and make my own stuff at home, like my own electrolyte drink and energy balls and things like that. And I use Muir energy gels. They're amazing. Also completely plant-based, handmade, and all natural ingredients. So it's fantastic. And yeah, that's it for nutrition for me. I eat a lot of bananas and dates, like a lot, even during my rides. So that's actually what powered me through Malibu. And I got first in my age group, and that was where I got my sub 6. So I have to thank the dates and bananas for that.
Is that what you said at the end of your race? I just want to take a moment to take these bananas.
Yep. Yep. I honestly should have held them on stage when I was getting my medal. I don't know why I didn't. That was horrible of me not to give them enough credit. But
Maybe you could get sponsored by like Chiquita bananas or Fairtrade bananas.
I'm trying. I'm like talking to them. I'm like, hey, I like eat your whole banana like during a ride. Like sponsor me. Help me out.
We're plant-based too. That's awesome. And
nice.
Yeah, I grew up in the athletic world, and it was like you got to eat your protein, you got to get your meat in. And I'm not. I think you're perfectly right. Like 100%. Everyone's got to do what's best for them. But for us, it was the same way. Like I feel so much better on plants. I feel like my digestion is on point. My energy's through the roof. And yes. I think so it's good. Great. Yeah, I just think we need to have an open mind. Like try different things.
Yes.
We have like one way of doing things, and we think that's the only way to do anything. But then we don't know. Like, how do you know? It's the same thing if you don't try something. Like, someone's like, ooh, avocados. And I'm like, have you tried that? And they're like, no. Like, well, how do you know you don't love it then?
Yeah, like, I think there's no one size fits all. It's really, you have to try everything to see if it works for you or not. Science doesn't know everything. Newsflash. Like, sometimes the weirdest things work and there's no explanation for it. And it's just... That's because it just works for you. So just try it.
Yeah.
That... Oh, and another secret potion I drink every morning is celery juice on an empty stomach, 16 ounces.
Wow.
So that is another little, secret juice I have.
A little secret for you.
Little elixir of life.
Let me tell you about our green smoothie. So I have a green smoothie every morning. And my green smoothie is celery. It's not juice, though. Might be a bit different for you, but I'll just tell you what we do. So celery and cucumber, and we throw all this into a blender. Celery and cucumber is the base. Then we have lemon or lime, usually lemon, and then a bit of cayenne pepper, just a little touch to spice it up a bit. Cilantro, parsley, turmeric, and ginger.
Oh, that is a great juice right there.
Yeah, that goes down
fantastic
every morning. It's like my energy boost. Like I have that in the morning and I feel fantastic. That's just a great way to start the day.
Yes. Oh, any green juice is great. So I like drink so many juices and superfood smoothies throughout the day. Like it makes me feel amazing. I'm just like ready to take on everything. So
awesome. Well, tell me about recovery. I imagine recovery might look just give me a second. Jasmine. Let me all right, I'm gonna cut that out. I just want to no see worries. If I can there's a cop driving by as fast as he can with his sirens on. I'm just...
No worries.
Just wait. Let's see if there comes another one. Here comes another one. It's not that big a deal, but if we can...
The apocalypse.
Cut it out. It's coming. Okay, wait. That's two. How many usually come?
I think two.
Two should be good.
Yeah.
Okay, what did I say?
Recovery.
Oh, recovery, right. Okay, you can. Okay, go ahead. Do you want me to ask again, or are you good?
What was the question? Something. What do I do for recovery?
Yeah, I'd love to know what it's like for you, recovery wise. You have so much going on, like such an intense training schedule. What do you do for recovery?
So it's actually crazy. Before before I was plant based, I'd have to like do all these different things for recovery. I'd have to do the cryo, Normatec boots, stretching, PT, like all these things. And then after going plant-based, don't really have to do as much. I mean, once in a while I'll go do one of those things that I listed, but way less. Like my body is just really recovered within, like if I have a race, it's the next day I feel fine. I'm not sore. I don't know. It's like, it's so bizarre to even think about, because I used to get so sore all the time and would need massages and whatever else. And now I'm like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Let's race. When's the next race?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm ready to keep going. Like what's next. And So it's pretty cool to see the difference. And I'm a lot more flexible now, which is weird. Like before, like my hips and things like that would tighten up so much. And now I can like easily like bend down or like sit and cross like different ways. And my legs aren't feeling any tightness or soreness. So yeah, I wouldn't say I really do too much for recovery anymore.
You don't need to. You just... working
can't
out
help
for
on that end as much, but I mean, when I did, like, those Normatec boots were amazing, and cryotherapy or any kind of like ice bath thing that people can do. Obviously, rolling out, PT, all of that stuff is great. So I just, but yeah, now I just roll out a little bit, I guess.
That's all right.
Let my veggies do the recovery.
What do you do for recovery? I drink some celery juice.
Celery juice, exactly.
Awesome. Jasmine, tell us about, is there a place or a time that you can take us, our listeners here, and a time that where there was a struggle, like something that was really challenging mentally, physically, you didn't know if you could get through. Maybe you did get through it, or maybe you didn't. Something that you could share with us?
Yeah, so a little over a year ago, I got a concussion from falling off my bike, and it was a lot worse than I thought. Like, most people are like, oh, yeah, concussions are serious, but just, like, you know, take it easy for, like, a month and you'll be fine. And so I took, like, three weeks completely off, and then as soon as doctors cleared me, I was back to training and racing, and I started working, and right away, like, literally 2 days after my concussion, I went into work, which was stupid. And I just didn't take the time to let my body recover from it. Plus, if you have like an already like a chronic illness or whatever, it makes recovery from stuff like that much more difficult. But I didn't know all of this, and things got really bad, and I ended up in the ER like a few months after the concussion, and I just didn't know what was going on and what to do, and I just felt super helpless. And I took like a whole month off of everything, like training, working. I couldn't even get off the couch, like, because when I don't work out, my like muscles and joints and stuff stiffen up, and like it was even hard for me to just get up from the couch. And I was just like depressed and miserable. And then I was doing a lot of like brain work that you do with like the eyes to kind of get better from concussions and stuff. And then slowly started regaining some strength and confidence and feeling a little bit more like myself, because I had my half Ironman, like my first one this year in April. And I think I was in the ER in February. So, and I was out for that whole month. So I didn't even know if I can do the race, but I ended up in March just getting myself together and doing the Oceanside 70.3 in April. And I mean, I was slow, but I finished, and I needed that boost to kind of get me through the rest of the year and stuff. And that was the only 70.3 I had originally signed up for. And then after that one, I just kept going to get my like treatments done at Evolution PT. They have Chelsea Ortega there, who deals with athletes who have concussions, and she's phenomenal. Like, she brought me back to life this year for sure. I couldn't have done it without her and the team there. So after that, I just signed up for Coeur d'Alene 70.3 in June, finished that one, and I was like, no, I can still keep going. And then Malibu came out with their 70.3 distance, so I signed up for that. But I had other friends doing Santa Cruz 6 days prior, and I was like, okay, why not? Signed up for that.
Oh my gosh.
And then I happened to be going in Europe after that for actually a treatment center, and I was like, well, I'll be in Europe, I should find a race to do. So I decided on Portugal. So I was like, all right, let's go all in. And then, yeah, I ended up doing the 570.3s and a bunch of other races in between, like different distances. And it was definitely like the concussion was my low point, but then making the comeback and doing all of this year was a huge deal for me. So I'm pretty satisfied with it, I guess you could say.
That's awesome. Good for you for getting through and making it all happen.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around till the end. I hope you got something out of that interview. I think every single story that we bring to you is something that we can learn from in some way or another. And understanding that we have a choice regardless of our situations or where we're at, in this case with Jasmine and her story and how she's been able to push through and make things happen in her life, I hope that offers some inspiration for some of you as well. All past shows are going up on trueformlife.com. You can check out all past shows there. We're also on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes. There's a good chance you're listening to us on one of those platforms. If you're not, head over to one of those platforms. You can subscribe. We definitely appreciate that. And if you'd follow us on Spotify, for example, or if you leave a review on iTunes, that all makes a big difference. Helps the show grow. It helps it to be easier found. And hopefully we can find some support in that regard and inspire more people. That's one of our goals here, of course, with Transformations Through Running and why we started the show to begin with. I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein one more time. This is a great plant-based protein supplement to help energize your day, help fuel your runs, especially the long ones. And it's also great to help add nutrients to your body to help your body recover and heal faster. It's definitely something that we hear from our clients and customers, is that they can't believe the newfound energy they have when they're using Complete Truth Protein, along with improved digestion as well. You can use it in smoothies, you can bake with it, you can take it as a shake. We have three different products, one's for baking, one's for smoothies, and one is quite versatile. Our chocolate flavor, you can do all kinds of different things to it. You can even heat it on the stove for an elixir in the evening, even a breakfast in the morning. This is more of a meal replacement as opposed to an isolate. You can check us out on Instagram, Instagram.com/DrewTadia. We're post more nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and we always let you know who's coming up next on the show or what show is been released. So if you want to stay up to date, you can follow us on Instagram, and then we're on Facebook as well, posting on a regular basis. You can find us at facebook.com/trueformlife. We'd love to connect on either or both of those platforms so we can follow along, see who our listeners are, and see where you're listening from as well. That's always really cool. We just did a contest giveaway. Tomer and Amy won those prizes. We were giving away a pair of shoes, if you can imagine, and a pair of feature socks. Tomer won and Amy won the socks. Really cool. We had those donated by the Running Center Redondo Beach, which is so cool. I'm so very grateful for them to team up together and offer some incentive to listen to the show and participate in our contest. So you have to follow along our social media pages to see what we have going on, and we're definitely doing more contests here in the near future. So check us out on those social media platforms, or you can always find us more details at trueformlife.com. Once again, thanks so much for being here. We hope to catch you on the next show.